two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're broken clouds, 75 degrees.
And emergency traffic westbound I-80. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has some concerns with the latest attempt to ban conversion therapy in the state. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has this report from the state capitol.
It's something the government, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and gay rights activists in Utah agree on, a ban on conversion therapy, the practice of changing someone's sexual orientation or gender identity that's come under fire in recent years from many who find it abusive and ineffective. But this week, the church has come out against the latest attempt to ban the practice here, arguing the proposed rules are too vague and fail to protect individual religious beliefs. However, Equality Utah tweeted, it's long past time to protect youth from this dangerous practice, while Governor Herbert's office has said the final regulations will be based on science. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
How do the candidates for Salt Lake City mayor feel about the conversion ban? Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL elections desk.
Jeff, Erin Mendenhall says she strongly supports the proposed rule. She says if it's not adopted and she's elected, she'll advocate for the practice to be permanently banned. She sent a statement saying, quote, we should be protecting children, not therapists. Luz Escamilla's campaign tells me she, too, is against the practice and agrees with a statement from the state Senate Democrats supporting the proposed rule until legislative action can be taken. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A school in Park City, possibly in some trouble for how it might teach sex education. Nick Wyatt has the story.
Jeff, a new sex education and anti-bullying curriculum in one elementary school in the Park City District has parents upset. They've lawyered up and sent a cease and desist letter to the school and the district superintendent. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The program is called Welcoming Students, and it's designed for kids pre-K to the fifth grade. Park City School District spokesperson Melinda Colton says it is a state-approved program.
We're looking at all of those different issues because the reality is that's what our classrooms are made up of.
But the parents group Stop Welcoming Schools Utah says the program violates state law about getting parental consent about classes on sexuality and that it teaches political doctrine about the LGBTQ community. However, Colton says the letter was unnecessary since they have not implemented the curriculum yet.
We've hit pause, looking at it, seeing what teachers think, and then we'll take it from there.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Ruben Correa says he's very grateful he was able to get a man out of a car that was stuck on train tracks this morning in Centerville.
I got out of my vehicle, ran up to the driver, and I observed there was a driver still in the vehicle. I saw he was unconscious.
It was then Correa heard the horn of a front-runner train coming toward them at about 70 miles per hour. Correa pulled the man out 3 seconds before the train hit the car. Both he and the driver escaped without injury. House Democratic leaders walked out of a White House meeting on Syria today after they say President Trump insulted them. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Nick, Republican Congressman Michael McCaul was in that meeting with both party leaders and the president when the Democrats abruptly left.
It was very disappointing to see the Democratic leadership walk out of this meeting.
But Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president insulted Speaker Pelosi, calling her a third-rate politician, and suggested they would get along with communist ISIS members.
There are communists involved, and you guys might like that.
The White House is calling this meeting baffling, saying the president was measured and decisive, and the Democrats' decision to walk out was baffling but not surprising. Senator Lindsey Graham was asked about whether he might be overstepping his bounds by speaking out against the president's orders to remove the soldiers from northern Syria. Senator Graham says this is a matter of conscience.
The president's decision here, I think, is the biggest mistake of his presidency, and I will not ever be quiet.
The president had this response in a news conference alongside Italy's president.
Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary.
And Utah Senator Mitt Romney joining the voices of those critical of the president. He says the Trump administration should have negotiated with Turkey before the pullout.
Let's not forget, the reason Turkey is doing what they are doing is because of a decision taken by the administration to pull our troops out without negotiations and a very clear understanding with Turkey as to what they would do and what we would do going forward.
Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The FBI has now arrested a fourth associate of Rudy Giuliani and charged that man with using foreign money for a political campaign.
Federal agents arresting David Correa at New York's JFK Airport. He's charged with helping bring foreign money into an American campaign that supported recreational marijuana businesses. The FBI arrested three other associates of Rudy Giuliani on similar charges last week. Giuliani is the president's attorney. He says he'll refuse subpoenas to tell congressional investigators what he knows about the president trying to get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting there. And a story on a lighthearted note, Purdue University is offering a stress reliever for students. Ben the chemistry dog is on campus and is available for pets to help chem students relax a bit before exams this week. And if that weren't enough, Ben's owner is a chemistry tutor and is making himself available for questions.
Everybody wins in that situation. Now, you said Alex Cabrero is out in the newsroom and he brought his dog in today?
Yeah, apparently his dog goes everywhere with him.
So there's a black lab running around the newsroom?
Oh, yeah, just patiently waiting for him to take him outside.
I'm out of here. Ricky, do the traffic.
Okay, we have emergency traffic due to a crash and vehicle fire westbound I-80, 7200 West. Right lane is blocked. Delays back to 5600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Temperatures dropping. And coming up, I had a problem creating my minute of news today. It was an interesting ethical dilemma. We'll work it through in just a moment. My minute's on the way. Never I see you.